This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Justice Department, along with the attorneys general of 11 states, rather, on Tuesday, brought a massive antitrust lawsuit against Google. The lawsuit accuses the tech giant of maintaining illegal monopolies over search and search advertising on the Internet. The action was widely expected. It's considered the most significant antitrust case since 1998, when the Justice Department sued Microsoft for its monopoly of the software market. In a statement, Google Chief Legal Officer Kent Walker called the lawsuit, quote, deeply flawed. He said in a blog post that people use Google because they choose to, not because they can't find alternatives. He said the lawsuit would do nothing to help consumers, but would instead prop up lower quality search options. Google's parent company, Alphabet Inc., is a trillion-dollar company based in California with revenues of $162 billion last year. Google accounts for nearly 90% of all search queries in the United States. Attorney General William Barr said the lawsuit is not tied to conservative concern over content moderation and censorship by online platforms. In recent years, President Donald Trump and Republicans have accused Google and other online platforms of silencing conservative viewpoints. The Google lawsuit stems from a year-long investigation that also examined three other tech giants, Apple, Amazon, and Facebook. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump will not join President Donald Trump on the campaign trail today because of a lingering cough from COVID-19. That's according to her chief of staff, Stephanie Grisham. Mrs. Trump announced last week she had recovered from COVID-19. She made her most recent public appearance on September 29th, during the debate between Trump and his Democratic rival, Joe Biden. This is VOA News. The fiancé of slain Washington Post opinion columnist Jamal Khashoggi has filed a civil case against Saudi Arabia's crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, in a Washington, D.C. court. The case claims bin Salman and other Saudi officials saw Khashoggi's actions in the United States as an existential threat to their interests. It accuses them of conspiring to kill him in order to stop his advocacy for democratic reform in the Arab world. The fiancé filed the suit along with the organization Democracy in the Arab World Now, or DAWN. That's the organization for which Khashoggi served as executive director. In September, a Saudi court sentenced 8 people to jail for Khashoggi's 2018 murder in Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul. 5 people were sentenced to 20 years in prison, and 3 others were sentenced to between 7 and 10 years, according to state media. The CIA had concluded with a, quote, medium to high confidence level that Crown Prince Mohammed ordered the killing. He denies any involvement. The United Nations said Tuesday it has received preliminary pledges of about $1.7 billion for the Central Sahel countries of Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger at a donors' conference in Copenhagen. Overall, the UN needs $1.4 billion for the strife-plagued region this year. About $550 million has been received so far. That's just under 40% of what's needed. A further $1.56 billion is projected to meet 2021 humanitarian needs. UN Humanitarian Chief Mark Lowcock said a full total would come at the end of the day, but he anticipates about $980 million in pledges for this year and about $700 million for 2021 and 2022, which is critical to humanitarian planning. The UN has warned that Africa's Sahel region is facing a confluence of factors that are pushing the region deeper into poverty, hunger, and the hands of extremists. He said the UN says if the international community does not invest attention and money to stop it now, it could see the consequences spread beyond the region in coming years. And the U.S. and Russia signaled their willingness Tuesday to reach a new deal on nuclear arms control. They're discussing extending a freeze on nuclear warhead arsenals for a year past the February expiration of the current weapons pact. Russia proposed the extension for the so-called New START arms control treaty. United States State Department responded within hours, saying it appreciates Russia's willingness to make progress on the issue. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.